Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
All right, I'm Mario Lopez, Courtney Frazier-Nichols in studio, because it's time for
On With Mario, Pop Quiz.
Okay, what you got for us?
Well, this one is all about Halloween, because Halloween is coming up this weekend. So, let's just get right to it. First question. Which famous magician died on Halloween? Mario.
That would be one Harry Houdini.
That is correct.
Yes. I didn't know that.
Actually, I didn't know that. I just guessed it. It's a good guess. Did he die on Halloween?
He did.
You know what that's called, honey? An educated guess.
Yes.
They actually do a seance at the Magic Castle on Halloween.
Do they?
Wow. Not this year, but...
Well, I don't know about this year, but that sounds good. We need to go.
We need to do that one.
Yes. All right. 1-0. Mario's up. Next question. What's the day after Halloween known as? Mario.
Hallows Eve. No, Hallows Eve would be the day
before.
That's
probably
what I thought you meant.
That is incorrect.
Okay, dang it.
Courtney, any guesses?
The pilgrims are coming.
Close, but no, it's All Saints Day.
All Saints Day. I knew that. Gosh, dang it. I'm very upset with myself.
1-0, Mario.
Upset with myself. We need to do the Dia de los Muertos this year, too.
That's November 6th,
That's 8th? No, it's right before. We should do it for your Grammy. Your Gami.
So you know tomorrow's it's 5 like right years now. Since she died.
Yeah, it's right now.
It was
so like
a Wednesday,
wow.
Same day.
Where's your offerenda?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, 1-0 Mario. 1-0 Mario. Final question in this round. The Goosebumps book series has spooked young readers since 1992. Who is the author? Mario.
R.L. Stine.
That is correct.
Look at that.
How
does she
know
that? You know what, honey? You know what? LTN.
I'm like so
listen to
I'm
Mario.
So embarrassed.
And you know what this is? Apparently tired Mario still has a game.
And he's not as intense and screaming in our faces.
Yeah. I just smash you on the quiet level.
2-0, we'll come back and do more.
From the haunted Geico Studios, where it's scary how much you can save on your car insurance at geico.com. This is On with Mario Lopez. More creepy fun coming up.
Getting back to our Halloween pop quiz. Mario Courtney Lopez here. One question in this round. What is it, Razor?
Well, it is 2-0. Mario's winning.
God, can rub it in.
Besides the movie Scream, what other 90s scary movie starred Neve Campbell and Skeet Ulrich? Courtney.
I know what you did last summer.
Incorrect.
Wrong.
No, that starred Jennifer Love Hewitt and Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes.
Not Jessica Parker, I'm sorry. Sarah, what's her name?
Michelle Gellar.
Michelle Gellar, thank you.
Old school Buffy.
Yes.
Old school Buffy. What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Besides the movie Scream, what other 90s scary movies starred Neve Campbell and Skeet Ulrich?
Oh, gosh, hold on. I actually kind of
missed Titanic.
90s scary movie.
Incorrect, but just as scary.
Skeet Ulrich.
We might have to create
I'm drawing a blank.
Just
I'm just
throw something out there.
Is there not a time limit?
I'm going to go with...
I don't understand.
A Friday the 13th variety.
Incorrect. It's The Craft.
Oh, yes. And I remember The Craft now.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Now that you mention it. Bang, I forgot about that one. That's a good one.
Keeping the fun and music coming at you as Courtney and I battle it out in a Halloween pop quiz. You're on Mario Lopez. What's the next question for you?
All right, one question. It's round 2-0. Mario's winning. Which Netflix science fiction horror series is set in the town of Hawkins, Mario?
Come on.
Stranger Things.
Honey. Come on.
You gotta be quick. You gotta hit your buzzer.
Hit the buzzer.
3-0. Mario's up. We'll come back and wrap it up.
I'm Mario Courtney Lopez handing the reins back over to producer Frazier so we can wrap this pop quiz where I am dominating right now. Oh, you're standing up, Family Feud style?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's get to it.
It is 3-0. Mario's winning. There are three questions left. Here we go. What did your son Sonny dress as for his first Halloween? Courtney.
AC Slider.
That is correct.
Nice.
She got the stand. There's controversy there. She got the stand.
Epic, she didn't know that one.
Epic costume, by the way.
I love
it. He had his little crochet mullet going on. I got to use that as a throwback this week.
Yes.
No, it is 3-1,
three
though.
3-1.
Two questions
Take
left.
Take it easy.
In what year was the first Hershey's bar created? Mario.
That's not fair.
That was Mario.
You're fair.
The first Hershey's bar.
I look at the lights. I'm telling you, it was Mario.
The first Hershey's bar was created in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
You're right, Hershey, PA.
That's not what you're looking for.
Back in 1892.
Incorrect. Courtney. Now, this is the state of your birth.
I know.
It's no pressure.
I've been to Hershey, PA. I performed there. I sang for the people of the Hershey Kisses.
Okay. Well, what year did they create the first Hershey's bar?
Hershey Kisses.
Sometime today.
19...
What are you looking at me for?
Come on.
1925.
Incorrect. It is 1900.
I wasn't bad. I wasn't that
Not
far
bad.
Off.
You didn't get
I wasn't
it,
that far. I know I didn't get
you
it,
didn't
but
get
I believe I was
so
closer.
So it is still 3-1. This is the final question. It is worth a whopping 7 points.
Okay, let's see.
So here we go. Hands on buzzers. Before the pumpkin, what were the original jack-o'-lanterns made from? I believe that was Mario.
Before the pumpkin... The original jack-o'-lantern was made from a gourd.
Incorrect.
Really? That's why the gourd is still there?
A pumpkin is a gourd.
Well, it's, but an old school gourd.
Okay, no, it's incorrect.
No.
Courtney, do you know?
No.
Take a guess.
Does it fall under the gourd? I thought it was more of a squash.
Before the jack-o'-lantern was a pumpkin. What
were they made of?
Is it in the squash family or is it in the gourd family? Now I need to know.
They were made out of something... That's not a pumpkin.
Oh, for God's sakes, come on.
They were made out of poo-poo.
It is not poo-poo, although close.
Turnips.
They
turnips? Are you serious?
Yes.
How can you make a little jack-o'-lantern with a little turnip?
I don't know. They did it.
I don't know. That's controversial.
Mario wins 10-1.
10-1?
It's 7 points for the last one.
He didn't get it.
I didn't get it.
Oh, no. Sorry.
But
Mario wins 3-1.
3-1.
More Mario Lopez on the way from the haunted Geico Studios, where it's scary how much you can save on your car insurance at geico.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.